This one says Tweedledee, and this one's collar says Tweedledum.
If you think we're made of wax, you ought to pay, you know. Waxworks weren't made for looking for nothing. No how.
Contrawise, if you think we're alive, you ought to speak.
That's what's called logic.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Pardon me. But do you know the best way out of this wood?
You've got it the wrong way round. The first thing you do is say, how do you do, and shake hands.
I'm not sure whose hand I should shake first. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Shake mine.
Shake mine.
All right.
And now we dance. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush so early in the morning.
Oh. 4 times round is enough for one dance.
I hope you're not too tired.
Thank you very much for asking.
So much obliged. A thought. Do you like poetry?
Oh, well, some poetry. Would you please tell me which road leads out of the woods?
What shall I recite to her?
The Walrus and the Carpenter. It's the longest.
That's right. I wonder, Tweedledum, if you would be so kind as to help me.
Of course, Tweedledee. After all, I'm very good at voices.
Pardon me. If this is to be a long poem, would you please tell me first which road...
The sun was shining on the sea, shining with all its might. He did his very best to make the billows smooth and bright. And this was odd, because it was the middle of the night.
The Walrus and the Carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand. If this were only cleared away, they said, it would be grand.
If 7 maids with 7 mops swept it for half a year, do you suppose, the Walrus said, that they could get it clear?
I doubt it, said the Carpenter, and shed a bitter tear.
Oh, oysters, come and walk with us, the Walrus did beseech. A pleasant walk, a pleasant talk, along the briny beach. We canna do with more than 4 to give a hand to each.
The eldest older looked at him, but ne'er a word he said. The eldest oyster winked his eye and shook his heavy head, meaning to say he did not choose to leave the oyster bed.
But 4 young oysters hurried up, all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was odd, because, you know, they hadn't any feet.
4 other oysters followed them, and yet another 4. And thick and fast they came at last, and more, and more, and more, all hoping through the frothy waves and scrambling to the shore. The Walrus and the Carpenter walked on a mile or so, and then they rested on the rock, conveniently low. And all the little oysters stood and waited in a row. Had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again? But answer came there none. And that was scarcely odd, because they'd eaten everyone.
And what do you think of that?
I think I like the Walrus best, because he felt sorry for the poor oysters.
Contrawise, he ate more than the Carpenter, though. You see, he held his handkerchief in front of his mouth so that the Carpenter couldn't count how many he took.
That was mean. Then I like the Carpenter best, since he didn't eat as many oysters as the Walrus.
But he ate as many as he could get.
Well, they were both very unpleasant characters. What was that? Broken. But it is an old...